Blog Talk Radio.
If you want groceries in your basket, be with Newt. If you want food upon your table, be with Newt. If you want jobs, and prosperity, be with Newt. Be with Newt.
Hello, folks, and thank you for coming to this special 10 p.m. edition of Bar's Logic Political Talk, part of the growing conservative conversation and part of the Patriots Journalist Network. Thank you for coming in either live or if you have been are listening this. I'm sorry, listen to this on the archive. Tonight we are going to talk about the convention and hopefully for a brokered convention. And we're going to have some special guests calling in from Tampa to give us some updates on what is going on down there in Tampa, Florida. So hello, everyone who's coming in. And you could find the Conservative Conversation or the Patriots Network, Patriots, the Patriot, what word am I forgetting? Infinite Brave Reason, I'm so up on this convention. You could find it on the Facebook application called Newt Now. Just go up Newt Now and go into Facebook search engine and type in Newt Now as one word, and it will take you to the application where you see this show. But you also see other shows which are going to be on different times this week. Normally you will see Samuel Sanford's show, but this week it's going to show from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and these are all Eastern time, and you will see the title is Patriot Journalist Network. That's Patriots Journalist Network. I just wanted to get that out. And also you'll see this show, but you also see Mark Prasik's show, which he'll be showing, doing his show, in the 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. slot that you will normally see Bard's Logic in. And then this show will be for the rest of the week from 10 p.m. until midnight. And then after that, we're looking at the Rex and Tech show, which will be from midnight until 2 a.m. Now, as I said, we've got some people calling in. We live from Tampa, and we'll have updates of the day's events and up-to-the-minute developments from the 2012 Republican convention. And we'll also have commentary, debate, an analysis that you would not hear on the mainstream media or the so-called conservative media. And, of course, as every night on the regular show, it is open for callers and chat participation. Both are welcome. Now, we do have someone already in the call, so I will let them in. And this is area code 360, and I believe, yes, is this Chris?
Yep.
Yeah, I got a little tongue-tied there for a minute.
I caused that, I'm sure.
What's that?
I said I probably caused that.
Well, now just going through different things, and I've been actually on, going jumping from show to show since 4 o'clock this afternoon. So I'm kind of in my sixth hour of doing the shows for the convention coverage. So, you know, so that's probably part of it, you know, as well. So, but thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it. And, yeah, I did get the clip. Actually, you're the second person to send me that. And, you know, if I have some time, I'll try to multitask and work on it while you guys are doing it.
It is.
I'm still currently downloading it.
It is the best talk on this primary and choosing the lesser of two evils, the best talk I have ever heard in this primary.
Okay, no, I haven't had the opportunity to vet it yet, but I mean, I trust you, Chris, you know, for putting this stuff out, so. At least I hope I could trust you. No, I'm just kidding, Chris.
I sent this to people going, and they asked me, they go, what is it? And I just went, OMG. And they go, okay. And they listen to it, and they go, OMG back.
Okay. Well, I also have a second caller in, so Chris, if you don't mind holding on the line. It looks like a new number here that I don't recognize, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not someone who's called in before. But if you are a first-time caller, I just have two rules here. One is to be civil, and two is for no profanity, and I see a fourth number, and I will let both in at the same time, but first 571, I'll have you speak first, because you were in first, and then 202, you could call in as well. So first is 571, you're in, but let me bring 202 in, and then 571. Hello, 571.
Hey, Robert, it's Rex.
Oh, Rex, okay. And then 202, okay, could be Dan.
This is Rex, 202.
Rex and Tex. Okay, I was wrong about the other one. But we've got Rex and Tex here, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Or
awesome.
Tex and Rex, either way.
Great, okay. Well, great. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for calling in tonight. And I will leave the floor open to you to see what kind of updates you can tell the folks who are listening in now, you guys are in Tampa, located actually in Tampa, at an undisclosed location. So go ahead. You got the floor. And then Chris has a video he'd like to talk about. Go ahead, guys.
I just wanted to ask Rex real quick. You know, we've been up here in Rince Pewis's place, kind of kicking it old school a little bit, you know, living in style. And I was wondering, you know, Rex, you ever had any sandwiches before? What's your favorite kind of sandwich that you've ever had?
Favorite sandwich? My favorite sandwich is probably a beef on weck.
That's a good one. I was curious, you know, I was kind of watching the interwebs, and I saw that, you know, some of the conservatives out there, the constitutional conservatives, you know, they're getting interviewed on the news and whatnot, and they're being asked about the convention and what Romney needs to do. And I don't know, maybe you want to take it from there. What kind of sandwiches is Romney serving at these conventions?
Well, there's a guy on TV, on Faux News, Neil Cavuto. He's a chubby little guy, kind of cute, but, you know, pretty vapid for the most part. He had Alan West on, and he was asking him about, what he thought Mitt Romney had to do at the convention, and sandwiches did come into play, if I'm not mistaken. But I think he said that Mitt Romney has to kind of introduce himself or define himself in order to move forward and succeed. And then, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but you might want to check out the clip. I'm pretty sure that Alan West called Mitt Romney a crap sandwich. He said a crap sandwich served with a smile is still a crap sandwich.
Yeah, we kind of watched that about four times to make sure we sort of had that one down. But I think Mitt Romney was serving crap sandwiches with a smile, you know. Now, he did kind of bring it back at the end with the full reversal, you know. So there, he left himself an out. But, you know, I felt like crap sandwiches were being served. There were smiles being had as well. But I kind of had a feeling that that he said Romney was a crap sandwich, which is great because I thought he's a crap sandwich for a long time.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that Alan West there was expressing the angst and anger of the real conservative leadership, and what I mean that is the prominent conservatives who are expressing the same sentiments that the rest of us are, and that would be people like Alan West and Sarah Palin. And I think that he that's the leadership of the party that we want. And the Republicans have two choices. Either you make these people the leaders of the party, or these people are going to be the leaders of 70 or 80% of your party somewhere else. I mean, that's pretty much it.
Well, Rex, you're a big fan of music, I know. What's one of your favorite albums, or what's one of your favorite bands, you know?
Favorite band, you know.
Ever get into that Spinal Tap? Are you ever in the Spinal Tap at all?
I'm a big Spinal Tap fan. You know, the bigger the cushion, the sweeter the pushing, or so I've read.
That's right. Remember that hit album that they had? The one it ended up with that one word review. You remember that?
I think it was called
Shark Sandwich, right?
Yeah, it was. The album was Shark Sandwich, but you know, this is Bart's logic. But it is late, and we're in Tampa, and I'm pretty sure that the review of Shark Sandwich was shit sandwich.
Yes, that showed up in you know, high profile magazines. So you know. I think they're going to be playing a lot of Shark Sandwich at the GOP convention. That's going to be Romney's intro music as he walks on the stage, you know. And then he'll be serving out the crab sandwiches with a smile and everything. So they got the whole theme. The theme for, you know, for Monday is going to be crab sandwich, I think. That's what I heard.
Well, I don't know if that's the theme for Monday because I got to tell you, Robert, they have, you know, been very cautious by moving, you know, that tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon here in Tampa, they're going to convene the convention, and then 10 minutes later, they're going to adjourn it until Tuesday because of the weather event that we're having. Let me clear
tell
it up.
Us about
let
the weather event, guys.
Yeah, let me tell you about this weather event. This weather event has been, you know, on us all day. I mean, I've probably accumulated a good millimeter of water on me standing outside all day, and you know, just, the rain won't stop. It accumulated to a full millimeter. For those of you that don't know the metric system, that's 0.1 centimeter.
Well, I was just going to say, Rex, you know, we were sitting out on the back porch smoking Ryan's Priebus's Cuban cigars, which are awesome. I got to recommend these things. You Romney delegates, you get down to Havana, you get to the real Romney convention. They hand these boxes out. Every time you vote Romney, you get another box of Cuban cigars. But weren't we smoking these Cuban cigars even while it was raining on us? That didn't go out, right? I mean,
yeah,
that was the lightest rain ever. We never even went inside.
Yeah, and the fascinating thing is you didn't even need, like, a clamp to hold the cigar still because of all the high winds of this super velocity non-hurricane that we're having. And the latest news about this hurricane, which, let's say, we kind of knew that beforehand, is that it's pretty much past the Keys. It's still a tropical storm. It's likely to become a Cat 2 hurricane somewhere in the Gulf, possibly, but it is veering severely westward, and it's going to go somewhere between New Orleans and Biloxi or possibly Texas. It's coming nowhere near Tampa, and the reason that the delay in the convention has nothing to do with the weather, because since we know this is not a weather problem now, I got a question. They changed the schedule before. There is no weather event. How come Rents hasn't changed it back?
Well,
did the delegates go home or something?
I have a quick question for you there, Rex, because you were talking about, you know, the severely, you know, westward movement that it was taking. You know, sometimes they take the severely westward movement. Sometimes they become severely conservative. But after they become the severely conservative, do they usually become, like, severely depressed and have, like, the embarrassing conventions?
Yeah, I think that's what goes on.
They get severely conservative. Yes, and I thought because we are now broadcasting in the present, about 1,500 miles away, and I saw the distraction, and that was awesome for those of you playing at home, but the security guard came in and and he got a little eyeful right there. Yeah, so he didn't know what to do, so he just shut the door.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're smoking someone else's Cuban cigars. Who happens to be the chairman of the Republican National Committee?
This hot tub is awesome. That's all I want to say. Ryan, you are living the dream here. I love this hot tub. But the thing is, what kind of, you know, we've been talking about this. This actually is a bonus question for all you out there. You know what? If you can get this right, we may send you a box of Cuban cigars. We want to know, right? What we want to know is, what language is Reince, right? Like, what? Where does that come from as a name? We've never even heard it. We've been talking about that. Is that, you know, maybe it's a Middle Eastern or something, you know? I mean, where's that? Maybe it could be, you know, Eastern European. I've never even heard of Reince, so... If you know where the name Reince comes from or what country or nationality it's from or anyone else named Reince, we ask you to call in and enlighten us, and there could be a box of Cuban cigars in your future.
Well, speaking of Cuba, is that not where they are sending the – or is where the Romney delegates are supposed to be going?
Yes, right. The Romney delegates are not there yet. It's very important that immediately you must leave Tampa or Georgia, depending on which message you got most recently, and you have to head to Havana, Cuba, because that is exactly where the Mitt Romney RNC convention is being held.
Right.
Very important. If you are a Mitt Romney voting delegate, that's where you have to be. All other delegates, please stay as you are.
And look, check the dates of your memos, because things are moving fast here. And look, you got to make sure you're up on what the latest TPS cover sheet is, right? Because they're changing the TPS cover sheets really fast, too. So if you got an old TPS cover sheet, you know right away that memo's not right. So, you know, for those of you listening out there, the Romney delegates, you got to get to Havana right away. We got flotillas leaving out of Tampa left and right now. And now that Isaac Hayes is heading over to the west and becoming a severely westward thing, you can actually get down to Cuba now real easy. It's not a problem.
And there you go, delegate.
Well,
Romney,
I'm sure Romney owns a big chunk of Cuba.
Oh yeah,
I bet he does.
Yeah. And we're going to actually make him a permanent resident of Cuba when this is all over because of all the shenanigans. Once we have him prosecuted, I think he's going to end up in Gitmo as a permanent resident of Cuba. And he'll bring it home.
Go to France. He might go to France first.
He's been to extradite this time. But I don't think that they want him over there. He's been over there before. They know him. But, you know, in all seriousness, folks, I mean, you know, we're sending the Mitt Romney delegates to Cuba because that's where the Romney convention is. But what's going on here in Tampa is nothing but coercion, intimidation, and mass confusion. And I got to tell you, if you're a delegate and you're listening, this whole, you know, we're convening at 2 and adjourning at 2:10 until Tuesday, I'm not buying it. I mean, they might do it because that would be a delay tactic because they don't have the votes. But if they're going to try to push through some kind of shenanigans or rule changes or something like that, you got to be there. Remember, you didn't come down to Tampa to party. You came down to save the party. So you got to be near that floor. You're the new Minutemen. I need you to be able to get on that convention floor within 60 seconds at all times because that is the only way that you're going to be able to watch them as they move real fast to try to change things up on you.
Well, you know, one thing to note is you weren't chosen to be a delegate because we thought you were a yes man. You were chosen to be a delegate because people thought you would represent them best and what is in their best interest. So if you think you were chosen to be a yes man to go mail it in, well, I'm sorry, you were sadly mistaken because it turns out this convention is going to be one that really matters and you're going to have to make a judgment call, and we're asking for you to make that judgment call, and you are empowered to do it. And nobody can tell you any different. They'll tell you all kinds of lies and nonsense and BS about that. But the thing is, what they'll come after you and say is, hey, if you want to have any kind of future in this party, you know, need to vote for Mitt Romney, right? Well, first, you're a delegate. See, it's not like you're an elected official or anything. I mean, you just happen to be a delegate, right, because you wanted to be one this time. So I'm not sure what sort of future you ever envisioned in the party. But the thing is, if this party nominates Mitt Romney, this party has no future. So, you know, if you want to go down in flames with the party, you know, believe me, we'll remember that. So, you know, the thing is, stand up for what you believe in. Stand up for us. Stand up for the party and the principles of our party as we have known them over the past 40, 50, 60 years. Everything we've been fighting for is on the line, and all these rhinos who have led us to defeat after defeat and betrayal after betrayal, 1990 raising taxes, that stuff's got to end. And you know what? It's fallen to you because at some point you volunteered for the job. You stood up and you said you wanted to go. And so now you're here and now you're expected to perform. And so all these other guys telling you all this nonsense is ridiculous because at the end of the day, the grassroots is far more powerful than the party leadership because there's more of us than there are of them.
Exactly, Rex. And I've got a clip here that I just got tonight. It's about 3 minutes, 45 seconds. But I believe for us and for especially the Ron Paul supporters and their reaction to the RNC. Now, some of the voices you'll hear here were actually Ron Paul delegates or alternate delegates and what they had to say about how this process has been going forth. So if you guys would humor me, I think you'll find this entertaining. Not entertaining.
I want to make sure that when the Republican Party loses terribly to, in my opinion, the worst president in American history, I want them to make sure that it's because they systematically shut out the most intelligent, most active, and youthful voting bloc in American history.
Hi, I'm Zach Weissmuller with Reason TV. We're here at the Tampa State Fairgrounds with the diehard Ron Paul fans waiting for Paul Fest.
Paul Fest is the grassroots celebration of sort of the end of the 2012 Ron Paul campaign. It is not done with the cooperation or attendance of Ron Paul or the official Ron Paul machine.
How do you feel like the Ron Paul faction has been treated by the Republican Party this time around?
I mean, definitely as the outcast.
We are playing by the rules, okay? That's why the other side is so frustrated.
You feel like the other side's not playing by the rules?
They're changing the rules by the minute.
The few people I've talked to here so far seem to be pretty frustrated with the Republican Party right now. Can you explain where that frustration's coming from?
Yeah. It's largely coming from what we've seen in the last couple of weeks with the fights over whether Ron Paul's various state delegations would be seated.
It was a kangaroo court. I came down here as a delegate thinking we could have a conversation about rules, platform, procedures, and maybe be brought into the campaign and, you know, get some of our planks, you know, accepted. But they made clear yesterday that they perceive us more as a nuisance than potential allies.
During the state convention, we got railroaded. We didn't end up getting seated at the convention here in Tampa.
Let the delegates participate and actually have a voice instead of just scripting the whole thing like it already is.
Romney has probably lost even some of the support he might have had. There is definitely a very bad taste in the mouth about Romney and about the official Republican political machine.
If you even want to imply that we are involved in some kind of common cause with a monster like Mitt Romney, then you have missed the whole point of the Ron Paul revolution.
I am not planning on supporting Mitt Romney. Why not? Well, after seeing the tactics employed by his campaign yesterday, you know, really upset me.
No way I could support someone like him.
How does this affect your attitude towards the Republican Party?
It makes me feel like they are a bunch of idiots.
Uh-huh. You can reform the Republican Party if you want to. Look at the way the Republican Party has treated Ron Paul.
If Romney wins the nomination, I'll be supporting Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson's campaign is making a very intelligent bid for the Ron Paul voter. He's not afraid to come here and ask for the Ron Paul vote.
We'll show the world and the nation that what Ron Paul has stood for is not a fluke, it's the future. Live free! Live free!
The frustration, I think, can get focused in a way that will have an impact in this election, and that would be voting for me.
To say that they'll go third party, yeah. I think nobody in the Ron Paul movement really wants to see Barack Obama or Mitt Romney get the presidency. You know, we're pretty much libertarians, and we'll go the route to the person who believes closest to us.
You're suspicious of the media.
Well, I'm suspicious of the media. We don't call it lamestream media for nothing.
I'm not part of the mainstream media.
Well, I said lamestream.
Oh, I am part of the lamestream media. That's true.
Okay.
Now, folks, I'm going to put this little disclaimer out there. I am a Newt Gingrich supporter. However, I think this shows what's going out there in the minds of many of the Ron Paul supporters. I'm not really a Gary Johnson supporter either. As I said, I'm steadfast behind Newt Gingrich, but I thought it was important to hear from their mouths what they're, you know, what they're thinking and feeling. So I open it up to you guys, Rex, Tex, and Chris.
Well, I've heard a lot of this, you know, in a variety of ways. Of course, many of the Paul supporters are still fighting for their legal right to have their candidate nominated from the floor, considering he's won probably over 11 states of delegates before the RNC illegally removed them and the rest of the shenanigans that have been going on. They're pretty frustrated, say the least. Gary Johnson is riding that frustration, you know, to pull votes, of course. You know, that's a good political move. Whether that happens or not will be interesting. I don't know. I think more and more people are disgusted. You know, I know that the video that I tried to get to you before, you know, in time for you to watch before your show by Josh Tolley, who everybody knows, Rex and Tex know who he is one of the best explanations of this whole concept of what the hell are you going to tell your children? How do you explain voting for the lesser of two evils? You know, his example, I mean, he had multiple examples, but one of his examples was, okay, your kids are in a party, and they have crack cocaine and marijuana offered to them. So the lesser of two evils is marijuana, so it's okay if they smoke marijuana. And then you respond by going, no, that's not right. They could have left the party. And that's what Josh Tolley said. Hello. So it was a very interesting thing when he talked about, you know, in this video, it's too bad it's so long. But it's
10
is,
minutes, right.
Yeah, but everybody who's listened to it has said that is it exactly. He talks about the fact that when you look at Romney talking about, oh, I had to be a progressive in Massachusetts because that was the people I was dealing with, so I had to, you know, I had to live by their rules. And Tolley, in his video, says, you want this guy running your country, a guy who can't even stand on his own principles, that has to change to fit the tide based on the people he's dealing with, and you want him to be your president? I mean, he just goes on and on and on.
And
with the
you know what you're saying about him saying that when he was running in Massachusetts, well, of course I had to be a progressive. I was running in Massachusetts. Now I'm running as a severely conservative Republican because that's what the people here want. So now I'm pretending to be something else that I'm not, because he never is what he is, which is a liberal progressive Democrat, self-described on multiple occasions.
And that's the guy we're supposed to back.
I'm staying right here at the ring.
Gentlemen, I would like just like you know, and you too, Sammy, that you are live. I have Samuel Sanford on the line here.
Okay, I want to interject something out there for every Newt supporter. I don't care if you get mad at one Newt supporter, because none of us are ever going to agree on every issue. You need to put your personal differences aside. If somebody makes you mad, get over it. Because right now we're in the most important election of our lifetime. I just got off the phone with a dear friend, Carmen. I was on the phone with her about 20 minutes. She was down here at Newt University today with Newt, and Mike Huckabee was there. And they were basically encouraging a broker convention. I think they know the groundswell is out here. We have to remain positive. And if you're mad at me or you're mad at Joe Blow down the street, get over it. We can work out these differences after the convention. Because right now, if we don't put this crap aside from us, our country is going to be screwed because we let Mitt Romney get elected.
Let me ask you this. Who was encouraging a broker convention? In the Newt meeting or people around it?
Newt Gingrich and Mike Huckabee. They weren't directly encouraging it, but they gave you enough hope. And Carmen's listening to the show right now. Maybe she'll call in.
Hey, Chris, if people are interested later on in hearing that, I have it in my audio clip. So.
Right. I think somebody posted on my group, but I didn't have time to listen to it with everything coming on.
No problem. But if people are interested later to hear it, I could play it. So, but go ahead, Sammy.
But the main thing, people, we got to be united. And for you delegates out there that might be listening, vote your conscience. You do not have to vote for Mitt Romney. If you're supporting Ron Paul or you're supporting our candidate, Newt Gingrich, please vote your conscience. Don't let them hijack this convention. Plain and simple. I mean, I'm tired of all these people out there trying to cause division within the Newt ranks. Why are these people worried about doing that? You might disagree. Nobody's going to agree with everybody. But why are you trying to cause division within the ranks that we have the same goal of making Mr. Speaker Newt Gingrich the President of the United States of America? Take him to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Let's get together and stop the squabbling, stop the backbiting behind people's backs, and let's get together. Because you're doing the same thing that the Rombots are doing. Either you're going to wake up. Either you're going to wake up and you're going to band together and put your personal differences aside, or you're going to cause what we're trying to do to fail. Plain and simple. And I mean, I'm mad right now. I mean, I am mad as fire. So people come together. Thanks to the graciousness of Rex and Tex and two other awesome people, I am here in Tampa right now. I am with Rex and Tex. We're in the same house. We have a beautiful beach front house, which I could never repay them for what they have done for me. But without these awesome patriots that are willing to do this, and for all of y'all that are listening to this show, I mean, our country would be screwed. I mean, the hour is at hand right now. I mean, it's either do or die. This ain't 2 weeks away now. This is this coming week. So, quit 72 your crap.
Hours.
Yep. Quit your crap and come together and let's get this brokered convention to happen. Plain and simple. I mean, and Robert already knows everything I've found out today from an anonymous person, and he's welcome to share it on the show, and Rex and Tex know about it, but a few of us are getting ready to sit down and eat dinner in just a minute. But
Sammy, I just want to say something. I mean, you know, you keep saying there's no way that you can thank us. I mean, we're thanking you, man. You did this show first. You were the first one on Blog Talk Radio talking about this. You've inspired many more of us to do it, and we're getting the word out, and we're inspiring people, and we're sharing information, and we're getting callers in, from all over the place who have additional information, and we've kind of built a network here where we're getting information out rapidly and keeping the delegates in touch with what's going on, and that is an invaluable service that you have done. And I think that hats have to be, you know, I know you're just a simple man, and I'm not going to challenge you on that at all. I'm just saying that you're a simple man who's done an amazing thing.
That's right. Sometimes
that's
simple
what
man
this country is built on.
Can lift 10 times his weight. And what you've done is we've managed to accomplish what we could only dream of before until we all came together and we started working together to make this thing happen. Because a broken convention could not have happened without this show and without the people who listen to this show and without the people who listen to the show doing things and contacting their delegates, writing the party, you know, reacting to what was going on. And, you know,
for the Newt Gingrich side, Sammy, you were the thing that galvanized all the Newt Gingrich grassroots in order to do this and make this happen. You know, and we reached out to the Ron Paul people, and we started working with those guys in order to make this thing happen, and that made us even more powerful. And so your show really, in my opinion, has been one of the prime movers of an open convention during this election cycle.
Well, I think the Ron bots think that, too, and that's the reason they've come at me, like, with no shame. And, but...
The Ron bots, that, right?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, the Ron
bots. Yeah, that's why the Rombots have been coming at you, because they're like, hey, what's going on? And, you know, I've heard that the Romney campaign blames Gingrich for the open convention that they're trying tooth and nail to prevent, right? Well, the reason they blame Gingrich supporters and not Ron Paul supporters is because in Romney land, they don't view Ron Paul supporters as legitimate Republicans because they're so detached from reality. But they do view Newt Gingrich supporters as real Republicans. And when the Gingrich supporters would not fold like a cheap suit, like some of the other supporters of other candidacies, they realized they had a serious problem. And you know what? I am a serious problem. You're a serious problem. We're all serious problems because we have a serious problem with Mitt Romney. And now time's getting short. Tomorrow's Monday, and they're calling the convention off because Romney doesn't have the votes. They're calling a penalty for traveling away from the presumptuous nominee so that they have one more day to try to fix it. But you know what? It's not going to work.
Oh, exactly. And to let y'all, the listeners on Robert's show, yes, it's raining here in Tampa, but it's not a tropical storm. It's like a regular summertime rain shower. And the wind, we're right at the beach. And for you people that have been to the beach before, you know you have a sea breeze. So there's no telling whether this is associated with the tropical storm that Drudge is trying to bring up that could be worse than Katrina. Please, folks, get a hold of your delegates. Call them up if you can dig up their numbers. Call them on their cell phone, whether you're a Ron Paul supporter or a Newt supporter, and please tell them to get out there and get their butts to vote against Mitt Romney.
Absolutely, Sammy. And look, you know, I live over there in Houston, so we're in hurricane country as well. And let me tell you, this isn't any hurricane weather that we're having here, all right? I go out to Galveston, I go out to Freeport, North Padre, South Padre, you name it. I hang out at all the Texas beaches. And this is the same thing you see there. And this is the kind of winds you get on a good day. When you go to the beach, you're like, hey, check out that sea breeze. This is awesome. Now they're like, oh, hey, check out that sea breeze. We're all going to die. You know, that's so stupid. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You know,
amen.
And we got a light rain on us today, but we didn't even come in off the porch.
Yeah, I mean, and so people, don't let the RNC fool you. And if you're a delegate, please make sure you get down there to the conventions where they're having the convention at and making sure they're not having a sneaking vote if you're a Newt Gingrich delegate or supporter or if you're a Ron Paul delegate or supporter. Because we have to come together. I mean, time is of essence. This is not time to meet to attack Jane Doe because Jane Doe says this, or John Doe because he says that. We are in a fight of our lifetime right now. And once y'all start trying to call bickering between supporters, you're doing nothing but bringing down our whole cause. I mean, right now, I mean, they're forcing the delegates to sign pieces of paper pledging their vote for Mitt Romney. They are not allowing the delegates from different states to communicate with each other. their delegates that they're calling a security risk. They weren't even allowed to leave the airport.
What? You know, so, here's something I want to make I want to chime in about real quick, Sammy, and then go ahead. Is, you know, if they're so confident that, and I don't believe they are, because if Romney really had the numbers, if he really had that many delegates, why we feel the compulsion or compelled to have the delegates sign some kind of paper saying that they will vote for him or you know, vote whatever the state, you know, the way the state panned out. I mean, if he was that confident that he had the votes, why would he have them sign the paper? You know what I'm contending
is
he doesn't have them. That's why he's trying to get these people to sign the, you know, these pledges or what have you.
You know what? If that guy had 1,144 delegates several months ago, like they claimed when all the voting was over, it would be printed 24/7 in the news. He ain't got it. He's a phony. Nobody likes him. He's some people believe he's evil. I won't tell you what I think. And you know, the bottom line is he's failing. And I mean, what you guys have seen down there, what Sammy reported earlier. I'm trying to keep up and listen to you guys and read. I mean, I've got posts that are like 200 comments long right now. Carmen was on here talking about the Faith and Freedom Coalition she was at today, Newt making hints to the delegates that you can make a difference, you know, and just different things. We are in, and we talked about this earlier, we are in a war between are we a republic or are we going to become a democracy and ultimately an oligarchy, because Romney is trying to force us into being a democracy. I got the most votes, so I get to be king. That's a democracy. And it was a bunch of fearful people who made those votes. And that is exactly what our founding fathers designed this country not to happen, where a bunch of idiot masses in fear would vote in Hitler like they did in Austria to come in and save them. We've had, you know, we've all had these conversations before. This is the battle we're fighting right now. And I am so fired up. I mean, I can't even keep up with the information coming from you guys, what's coming on my site right now. I'm like going, wow, you know what I mean? It's a war and it's on fire and the pressure is building because they're losing. I mean, that's, I think, what we're all saying, isn't it?
Well, I mean, look, it goes back to the art of war, you know, Sun Tzu. When you are strong, appear weak. When you are weak, appear strong. Romney's appearing so strong because the truth is he's hollow and weak. The reason that they're coming on so hard is because they know that they don't have any substance. So this victory, and by victory what I mean is an open convention, because much as I want Newt Gingrich, I don't know, it could be Ron Paul, it could be somebody else, but the victory is in the not Mitt Romney, because that's the clear, you know, choice of the establishment takeover. The victory in that is so sweet because it's already ours. The only way it can be blown is through caving in at the last minute through fear, intimidation, or, you know, the self-centered, egotistical infighting that we have between Newt groups and Newt groups and Newt supporters and Newt supporters and Ron Paul guys. You know, this is not the time to play those games. This is not the time to have a fight with anybody else. This is not the time to pick on Ron Paul, and it's not the time for the Ron Paul guys to pick on Newt Gingrich. This is time to stand together and give Mitt Romney his wish. He wants to unite the party. Let him unite the party. Let him unite the entire party against him. That'll be fantastic. And then, once he's eliminated, let Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich and Sarah Palin and whoever else, let them fight it out in a fair, open debate so the delegates can exercise judgment and make a sound call. So, delegates, this is your awesome responsibility. This is what you guys have to do. This is all in your hands, and they're telling you that you're just, you know, a tool that shows up and does what they tell you to do. You're not a pawn. You're a sovereign citizen given a power of delegation from your constituents back home who've said, you go and represent us and exercise your judgment. And that's what the delegates have to do. And if you know a delegate, call them. If you know someone who knows a delegate, call them. If you are a delegate,
We are standing with you. Stand up and be counted, and don't vote for Romney. We're going to win
exactly,
this.
Rex.
Amen.
Exactly. I mean, right now, I mean, people, I'm not going to say it again. Time is of the essence right now. And it's time for y'all to get in touch with your delegates. It's time for the delegates that are listening to Robert's show. Robert's show has grown tremendously. Robert has run one of the best blog talk radio shows out there.
No, I appreciate that, Sammy. Well, I mean, we're all part of the Conservative Conversation, the Patriot Journalist Network, and they're all great shows. And they said it right earlier, but you were the spearhead of this movement, you know, of these shows. And thank you very much. And definitely, we work together as a team, teamwork. And I appreciate it. I appreciate the thoughts and words. I really do. We're a team.
But Tex and Rex are running an awesome show, too. I mean,
yes, they are. Well, that's what I said. Tex and Rex and your show, our show, as I said, the Patriots Journalist Network, they're on there as well, definitely.
But, I mean, I probably should name my show the Tex, Rex, and Sam show because, I mean, they have been powerful people on my show. And... Yeah, TRS. That was from another friend just said that. TRS, maybe I call it TRS radio.
I don't know, Sammy. That sounds like that could mean something completely different. That sounds like, you know, maybe the real shit. but just to be clear, Sammy, there's no need to change the name. Tex and Rex, we're the irreverent guys behind the guy. You know, we're not suitable for, you know, public consumption in general, and we're not good for polite company. So we're just there for, you know, we're like a little spice on the main course. So just, you know, we're on your show. It's the Sam Sanford show. That's what everybody tunes in to hear. And then every once in a while they're like, oh, what'd that guy say?
But I mean, and I want to give one group of people a thanks. Because I was on the verge of shutting down my show completely. I want to thank the Rombots. The Rombots pissed me off in one in particular, but I'll leave that name alone. I want to thank you for pissing me off. Because you actually brought me back stronger than I was before I was getting ready to shut down the show. You were trying to say I was irrelevant. Okay, if you want to believe that in your own mind, you can believe that in your own time, but it ain't happening right now. And so, thank you, Rombots, for pissing me off and making sure I never did shut up until I have to shut up. And you can blame yourselves for that. And... I'm sorry, it ain't going to happen anytime soon.
Well, see, Sammy, but, you know, what you're saying is absolutely true because you were considering stepping down from your show, and then they had to rub your nose in it, right? And so
mm-hmm.
you came back, and you started doing your show again, right? It's the same thing with these delegates. They're like, okay, well, maybe I'll support Mitt Romney. I don't know. I guess I don't have a choice. And then the Romney people start putting the muscle on them, and they're like, I can't do this. Forget this. I'm not going to support this guy. It galvanizes them against him. It doesn't increase Romney's support. It makes them 10 times more adamant as to how much they want to see this guy defeated. So, same thing. All this kind of kicking you in the head and trying to, you know, it's not enough for them to win. They feel like you have to lose, right? Well, once you make it about that, Romney is the guy who's going to lose. Because he's short. Right now it's real short, Romney. You check that watch. That's not a lot of hours left. What are you going to come up with now to intimidate the delegates with? How much time do you have?
Amen, Dan.
You gave yourself 24 more hours, right? Okay, so what are you down to, 46 hours? What are you going to start knocking on the hotel doors with a baseball bat? Like, hey, why don't you vote Romney? Hey, what's going on? I heard you were voting Romney. You know, come outside. I mean, what are they down to at this point? Nothing.
Well, I can tell you, let me throw this in there. I've been trying to keep up with this thread because Carmen's on this thread on my site. And she said that when Newt was introduced, he got a standing ovation like no other person that was there at the Faith and Freedom Coalition.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, when I I haven't watched the video of it yet. I just haven't had time. But, you know, I watched the Paul thing today. I told myself I was going to carve out the day and I was going to check these libertarians out, you know, from start to finish. And I looked at the energy in that room with that 10,000-plus sellout crowd. They haven't given up. And when I see and listen to these patriots on these radio networks and the sites of people who haven't given up from the Newt, we haven't given up. So, you know, we may be the only people out of all these millions of Republican voters that didn't buy into the lie, the fear of Obama lie, the lesser of two evil lie. And we ain't giving up because it's in our soul. You know, it's
Amen.
Just like it's like Tully said on that station, how can you want a guy who will compromise his principles and admit it to be the president of the United States? I mean,
right.
You gotta hear stuff like that and go, no kidding. You know, and I don't think we're that special, any of us. I don't feel that way, and I'm not. I mean, you guys are more special than me, but I'm just saying I don't, because I'm here in this group of people and in these conversations, and people, you know, love to post and comment and go, oh yeah, boy, you're awesome. You know, whatever. That's not why I do this. You know. I mean, that is not why I do it. I do it because I'm scared to death one of these two jerks is going to get control of our country. That's
exactly.
Why I do this.
We already got one jerk that's in control right now.
Yeah, and the next one I think is even more egotistical, in my opinion.
I agree, Chris. Well, here, I'm going to back out just for a few minutes, and I'll call back in. I'm going to go grab me a real quick bite to eat, and I will be right back, Robert.
Okay, well, great. Well, thank you very much, Sammy. We look forward to you coming back. Enjoy your food.
Yeah, that's just out of the blue, Sammy. The main course is coming out soon.
Okay. All right. I'll be right back on the show shortly.
Sure. Thank you.
Well, and, you know, they were saying, like, who are these people who will lay down and they'll vote for Romney and all that kind of stuff? Well, look, if there's a group of people in the party who just want to do whatever the leadership says and will vote for the nominee, whoever he is, well, when we get the open convention, once we get a real conservative in there, guess what? They'll join us in that. So the thing is, we don't have to worry about the people who will always go along to get along. We just have to make sure that when they're going along to get along, they're going along to get along with the right thing. And that's our job, because we're the people who stood up and said, to hell with this. We're going to change it, and we're going to change it by force of will and by educating people, letting them know their rights and what they can do, and standing up to the GOP establishment that everybody else seems to have a hard time standing up to, and being the point people in this movement in order to make this happen.
Yep.
Well, I've got a new caller coming in area code 610, and I'll let you in here and speak up, and then I'll keep, of course, all the other mics open. So
hi.
610, what's on your mind?
This is Kathy Chapman.
Oh, hi, Kathy. How are you? Thank
hi,
you for calling
okay.
in tonight.
Who's on? Are Tex and Rex on?
I apologize, what?
Are Tex and Rex on?
Tex and Rex
on.
Are here, and
on.
Chris
you're
is here as well.
Okay. I just got off Pray USA, and we've got a huge concern. You have heard that they've gone to the, hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. You've heard that they've been going to the, RNC's gone to the hotels, and they want the poor people to sign that they're going to vote for Romney. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heard that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they've said that they know that, you know, you can vote your conscience anyway, but they're taking all this stuff in writing. Why would they go to that trouble if it didn't mean anything?
It's psychological. It's psychological.
Okay.
Yeah, it's to make the delegates feel like, well, I signed this thing, so now I have an internal conflict. They're playing psychology at this point.
Yep.
So now I've developed an internal conflict because I signed a piece of paper and I told a group of people that I absolutely hate who forced me to sign something against my will, but I gave them my word. And so now
well,
I have to vote for
yeah.
my word. That's what they're trying to do. And what you do is you sign a piece of paper and you go there and you vote your conscience. Or you abstain if you can't vote for the person that you actually won for.
Right.
And, you know, you do what you got to do. And then when they come and say, hey, what's going on? I thought you were going to vote Romney. I got a piece of paper. He was like, yeah, when I signed that, I'm totally going to vote Romney. And then, you know, later on the night, I saw a clip of him. And I thought, wow, that guy sucks. So I changed my mind and I voted for who I want.
There you go. That's great. Yeah, well, he sucks. I changed my mind.
It's already been proven in Massachusetts that you cannot sign an affidavit for a future event. And there are actual laws against this crap. The only reason the RNC got away with this is that damn liberal judge in California threw the dang lawsuit out. If he would have stood on what he knew was right, and that was the Voters' Right Act, and gone with the lawsuit and protected the delegates, none of this would be going on. And because it is against the law. But the problem is inside of a private club, the RNC, you know, told the judge, we're a private club, we can make the rules, we can change them, and we can break them because we're a private club. And that judge rolled over and said, okay.
Yeah, how are you a private
liberal judge and they want to go up against
the highest public office in the land? That's a fallacy in that argument. You're not a private club because you affect what everybody does. If you were a private club, you'd all be having circle jerks, you know, in the basement of some mama's apartment or something. But instead, you're choosing the most powerful person on planet Earth. It's not a private club.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, and you know, and I do, because you and I, and me since before the lawsuit have been following this thing since day one. The law is applicable to the convention, but for some reason, not this year.
Nothing's
you've got me.
But my concern is that, see, because of this impending storm, the RNC is rushing everything, and they're talking about they're opening and closing it tomorrow with the gavel, just, I guess, for formality. However, if they collected 1,144 votes, couldn't they wave those pieces of paper and said, this is what we've done?
Rex.
Sorry, we had a bit of a thing going on here. Could you repeat the question, please, and I'll field it?
Sure. because the impending storm, they RNC is obviously trying to rush things, and they're trying to rush things for their own purpose, obviously. However, if they have 1,144 of these silly forms, couldn't they pick them up and wave them and say, well, we've got these affirmations that, you know, we don't really need to have a vote, and the candidate is Romney.
Wow.
They could certainly try that, and, mm-hmm. you know, that's actually very true.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a devious thing to do. That's why I encourage all those delegates to go down there and say and have a say on the convention floor, because tomorrow you are front and center, and I think that's what they are going to try to do. But I do not think that that's going to work, because if they try to do that, then they will have destroyed the Republican Party, essentially.
They
will have destroyed themselves. They will have knocked the house down on top of themselves. Now, they are so desperate that I'm not saying they're not willing to do that, because they're not really part of the Republican Party, these Romney guys. They are a foreign entity that is inside the Republican Party claiming to be Republican. Mm-hmm. So they may try to knock the house down. But that is not according to the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people who are delegates, I don't know what you do. Because, see, I don't know what's being said exactly, okay? I know these things are happening, but I'm not one of the people having these conversations. And I can tell you this, that when I'm in situations where I'm being forced to do things against my will, for which I know I have a right not to do, I always fight. Every single time, I will always fight. I will always stand up, and I will incur the wrath of everyone in the entire room, because that's just the type of person that I am. Now, some people, they can't handle that kind of heat, and they'll say, oh, I'm going to replace you with an alternate or something. Okay, well, you go, where are you going to get this alternate from? How can you replace me? Because you can't, right? And you go fight that at the Credentials Committee. It's a wrongful dismissal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Credentials Committee will have already met, and it's already seated the delegates, right? As far as I know, they've already seated the delegates and said you're a legitimate delegate. Okay, so if you won't sign the loyalty pledge, you're not, the Credentials Committee already said you were, right? Unless they have to go declare it on the floor. Now, at the Republican Party, we had to certify the delegates on the floor, and one of the first votes certify these guys are the delegates, right?
Okay.
So if they want to come in and say, we certify all the delegates except this list, all in favor say aye, well, except this list are the people who are not Romney.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody stands up and they raise an objection to the thing. They say, read the names of the list. Why are they being decertified and all this kind of stuff? And the people on the floor runs the day, and you have to know Robert's Rules of Order.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very complicated. There's only four types of motions. It's real complicated if you're the chairman and if you're the, you know, the guy keeping the minutes and everything. But if you're just the guy on the floor, it's not very complicated at all. And run it from the freaking floor if they try to do this stuff. And you can take over the convention, and you just get them buried in amendments to the motion, amendment to the motion, amendment to the motion. Now they're 25 layers down in amendments to the motion. Whatever the original motion was,
no one knows.
Nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, here's another point. Let me add this to this. It's really important.
That
and
was
the
Dan.
Delegates. Dan, I'm sorry, Dan. And people need to understand.
I knew that was Dan.
You guys need like a tone, a little dinger with different tones when you start speaking. But one of the things that's really important to understand is the delegates can stand up and suspend all rules.
They can.
You know,
they can
actually have a vote to suspend the rules. You can.
Yeah, all of this crap that Romney's doing, all this stuff, the signing affidavits, all this intimidation crap, all this, we're not seating you, we're seating you, we're not seating you, we're going to change the RNC into Stalin's Stalin-Hitler Fourth Reich, all this crap, they can stand up as a group if they have enough gonads, stand up and go, oh, I'm sorry, but all those rules are gone, delegates, 2,000 delegates stand up and say aye, and they start over. If they understand the power, if they understand the power that they have, this man cannot win. Sorry, go ahead.
That's the problem.
And I want to add to that point, because I was saying this earlier on Sammy's show, which is the delegates are the board of directors of the Republican Party right now. They decide the rules. They vote for the officers. They control the platform. They control who the nominee is going to be. You're the board of directors. Reince Priebus and Mitt Romney don't tell you one effing thing.
They have no authority
or power to tell you what to do. You are a sovereign delegate, and if all the delegates, they get together in that room and they say, hey, I say we throw these rules out because they suck, and all the delegates agree, guess what? Those rules are gone. And what do you replace it with? Whatever you want, because you're the board of directors. Let me tell you about the board of directors of the company. The most powerful organization in any incorporated company is the board of directors, because the board of directors picks who the CEO is. And the chairman of the board tells the CEO what the hell to do. And if the CEO sucks, they get rid of the CEO and they get a new CEO.
And
the delegates of the board of directors, Reince Priebus and the Republican National Committee, is nothing. They're nothing but a bunch of PR people that show up on stupid television shows that we no longer watch, and they say stupid things about dogs on the roof and people eating dogs and, you know, all this other nonsense. But the board of directors are the delegates. You run the convention. If you think the rules suck, throw the rules out.
And the poll delegates won't take it.
Well, hey, folks,
let me ask you a question. Real quick.
I got another caller I might want to chime in here. 602, I'm going to keep all the mics open, but 602, chime in if you'd like, and then you get forth a little bit, and then we'll go on to 602.
Okay, Robert, it's Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Go ahead.
All I was just going to say is the Ron Paul delegates will tell him to go fly a kite. From what Dan was saying. You know, and throw out those rules.
Well, hopefully enough people side with him. That's the key.
Right.
You know, because I can tell you right now, after watching that Paul rally today, there ain't nobody rolling over in that group.
That's what I thought.
God.
Well,
my God.
Here's one of the issues, though, is that... They're trying to, on the internet, because I've been on the internet all night, and on the internet there was so much confusion. Twice I was told that they're not going to have a meeting on Monday,
And then I was, then I, you know, I, somebody came back and said, oh, no, no, we're going to have to go because they're going to, you know, pull stuff. And then someone came back and said, no, 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 that's true. No one knows what to believe any longer.
Just go down there. That's all you need to know.
That's
right,
Tex
and Rex?
That's what they need to know.
Right.
But the other thing is that they're being bussed from, you know, pillar to post by the RNC. So if they're not being picked up and bussed down, again, the confusion starts.
Believe me, the delegates know a thing or two, you know, what's going on.
I hope so, because it's complete chaos from what I've read.
Well,
it's only
that's what
chaos.
They're trying to do. They're trying to confuse people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Doing a great job.
And it's not going to work, because the delegates know what they're supposed to do, especially the Paul guys. They know what they're supposed to do. Now, they can keep doing this stuff, and they might even be able to push Mitt Romney through. Yeah, but and even if they push Mitt Romney through without some of the delegates there because of shenanigans and such, if the delegates get together as a majority and say, you know, we're not doing this, then you're going to end up with a situation you've had in a couple of states where you have essentially two Republican parties. You know, you've got the Republican parties of the delegates that the people at the conventions and the caucuses sent to Tampa to elect our nominee, and then you've got the ones that were shoved through by RNC, Rince Cubis, and all those other people.
Okay.
And you're potentially going to end up with a three-man race where you're going to have two Republican parties. Hey, that's fine, because guess what? No one's voting for Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
No one likes him. They lose.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, the victory is already ours. Now it's just a matter of standing strong and using the rules to our advantage, and the delegates knowing the rules and knowing how to push through the motions and not take flack from the chairman who's basically just there to nominate Mitt Romney.
Right.
And it can be done. In Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken, the Republicans tried to do this, and the delegates basically just all turned their chairs their backs to the chairman, and they elected another chairman. And that's what they have the power to do. Now, who's the valid chairman? The valid chairman is the one that the delegates elected, not the one that the RNC appointed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, what do? Then they send in their thugs, you know, off-duty cops, and they ended up basically breaking this man's prosthetic hip. So if they're going to try to resort to those kind of, you know, mob tactics on live TV, I mean, do you think that anybody's going to even vote for him? I mean, that even people who like Romney aren't going to vote for him. So it's a moot point. It's our victory. We are the winners, and right now, if you're not a delegate, then your job is to encourage and empower your delegates and let them know there are more of us than there are of them, and so they have to do the right thing for this country. We're not talking about winning some contest. We are talking about, as Tex was saying, picking the chief executive officer. Now, listen to the operative word there, executive. The president is supposed to execute the laws that Congress passes.
Mm-hmm.
We're the shareholders. This is our government. This is our country. These people are our representatives, not our rulers. And what the legislature does is it passes the laws, and the chief executive executes them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it's supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're co-equal branches. So in order to get a chief executive who's going to execute the laws according to the ones passed by Congress in conformity with the Constitution, you need to exercise a man with sound moral judgment.
Right.
We have one right now in the White House that doesn't have that, and we have a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot replace him with another one just like him, because guess what?
Carbon copy.
No one will vote for a guy who's exactly like the guy who's already in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a real candidate, and that's what the delegates' responsibility is. And they have the power, because right now the delegates are the Republican Party.
Right on, Rex.
And with that, folks, I've got another caller on here, and it's looks like it's a Skype caller. And for the new callers, I'd just like to put this disclaimer. I just have two rules for the callers. One is keep the profanity low-key. If not, no profanity at all. I don't like, you know what I'm talking about. And also, when you come in, to be respectful, and this is for civil discourse and discussion. So at this time, I'm going to let the Skype caller in, and why don't you tell us what's on your mind?
well, I didn't have any plans on being profane, but now that you bring it up.
You know, just sometimes we get some people in who they want to drop F-bombs and things of that nature.
I blame Dan for
acceptable.
That guy.
I'll do that from time to time just to exercise my free speech right. You know, I don't think free speech was created to protect nice words.
Who are we speaking with?
You are speaking with Hanlon Razor.
Okay. Thank you.
And I have one question.
You can ask your one question. Go ahead.
After everything that you are describing as a potential scenario regarding delegates, Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, et cetera, after all of those scenarios that you're describing don't actually happen, and Mitt Romney is the nominee for the Republican Party, are you going to support him, or are you going to vote for Barack Obama, or what are you going to do?
Write in Newt Gingrich.
That's a great question. I really appreciate you asking it, and it's definitely a question I've been asked before, but I still appreciate it anyway. And yes, I'm with her. By my principles, I feel myself compelled to write in Newt Gingrich. I will not, under any circumstance, especially with the Paul Ryan pick, vote for Mitt Romney. And so that's exactly what I'm going to do. In the state that I'm in, you are allowed to write in a candidate. And that's my plan. So if that answers your question,
you know.
I've got
Robert,
other people.
Robert, this is Dan. I heard you just buzzing through, so this is Dan. I just wanted to say that, you know, what happens in November is going to happen in November, and what's important is what happens in the next 48 to 72 hours. So this hypothetical is kind of idiotic, and who gives a shit, all right? Because in the next 48 to 72 hours, we're going to fix this thing. So who gives a shit what happens if Romney's the thing? Because we're working to make sure that doesn't happen. So you can call in after your hypothetical happens, and we can talk about what we're going to do then. But right now it doesn't matter because that didn't happen. So I'm not going to talk about things that didn't happen before they happen.
Well, it sounds to me like that's exactly what you're doing all show. Yeah. And apparently someone needs to go over the profanity rules again.
Right. So
that sounds like that affidavit rule. Let me sign an illegal affidavit to discuss what I might do in the future. Hello.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. I'll listen
good
some
call.
More, and I will call you after Mitt Romney is our nominee. I gladly and honorably support Mitt Romney. I think he's a great candidate for the presidency of the United States. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
you're welcome, and you're welcome.
Democratic
to
Party. He would be. He'd be a great guy for the Democratic Party.
I look, guys. I just want to chime in on something, despite Dan's colorful language, because you know Dan's
right.
You know, he's kind of a loose cannon. You know, you got to watch that guy. He's crazy. But that question that we just got, there's no doubt in my mind that whoever that was, Hamlin, douchebag, Raider, what was his name? I don't know. He was paid to call in. He's a professional agitator trying to mess you up because here's the game. These are the kind of questions that you get from left-leaning media when you have conservative candidates in a debate.
Mm-hmm.
And the proper way to answer that question is to pivot and slam it back in his face because, as Dan said, that's a stupid question, okay?
Yep.
What are you going to do? Hey, let me ask you a question. What are you going to do if a nuclear bomb lands on Tampa tonight? I don't know. I'm probably going to turn into a freaking crispy critter, you know? What difference does it make?
It's a stupid hypothetical.
Right, Rex,
I just want to stand shoulder to shoulder with you against Dan's foul language that he uses from time to time. I think that guy is over the top. And, you know, I just want to say that, but he is right in making his point about how we need to not look at hypotheticals and things that may or may not happen. What we need to focus on is the here and now and our next steps and how we get to our ultimate goal. But, you know, those types of comments and the way Dan delivers this message is often really, I find it offensive, and, you know, I don't know how that guy gets through from time to time.
The First Amendment, that's how he gets through. I mean, the simple fact is that the caller was right about one thing. The First Amendment was designed to protect unpopular speech, and specifically unpopular political speech. What's unpopular political speech right now?
You're supporting, by not supporting Mitt Romney, you're supporting Obama.
Let's be clear about a couple of things. The only jerk-off in this entire scenario that is supporting Barack Obama is Mitt Romney, okay? Let's
That's
be clear
right.
about that.
That's right.
That's who's supporting Barack Obama, because Mitt Romney is a paper tiger designed to make a look like there's some kind of contest and electoral, you know, thing going on, when in fact it is nothing more than to get Barack Obama in there with some legitimacy, all right? I don't know how you give an illegitimate candidate, or I should say an illegitimate president, legitimacy, other than to have him run against this real, you know, 1%er, capitalist, bane, you know, Mr. True Blue Republican guy. And look, Obama beat him, which clearly means that the American people are 100% behind Barack Obama. That's what this is all about. The only guy supporting Barack Obama is Mitt Romney. Mr. Pubis, Mr. Romney, you guys are in the wrong party. Stand down, because if you don't stand down, there's an army of Paul bots and an army of Gingrich supporters that are coming for you. And the delegates have the power, and they're taking you down because they're not going to put up with this. These intimidation tactics are illegal, they're immoral, they're un-American. And if we're truly the conservative party, then stand in the light of day. Stand in the light of day, because you know who does shady shit like this in the dark? Democrats. That's who does
that.
We don't act like them. When we start acting like them, guess what? That means we've got Democrat infiltrators in our party. His name is Mitt Romney. His name is, Ryan Pubis. Did we ever get any clarification about where that is? That's a made-up name, all right? That's a made-up name. I think in Klingon that means Democrat, okay?
Jumbled some letters together to make a name. But, hey
yeah, that's a Romulan word for Democrat.
Yeah, I've got another Skype caller. It could possibly be the previous caller. You know, I could let him in or maybe not. You know, I like to give people opportunity to speak. And if the good thing about having the button here is if the person is disrespectful, then I could just mute him. So that being said, I'll let him in, and we'll see how that plays out. And Skype caller, I don't know if you're the Mr. Razor or someone else, but here you go. But
Well, thank you,
mind?
Because if you're going to make accusations about me that aren't true, of course I'm going to have to call back. I didn't call
you
any names. Nobody pays me to do this. That's an absolutely ridiculous presumption. Mm-hmm. Nobody pays me to do this. Intimidating what? I simply called to ask you a question. You proceeded to call me names, judge me for someone that I'm not, called me an employee or saying that I'm paid to do this. I mean, it's absolutely preposterous. No wonder nobody takes you people seriously. Are you kidding me?
Hey,
don't you
hey,
have anything
let's
better
be clear.
Than
let's
that, really?
Be clear about something.
Do you have anything better? Please convince me that you have a better argument than
that. That was me that called you that, not the host. Don't blame the host. That was me. I'm a guest on this show, and I'm the one that said that you're a professional. He didn't, so don't accuse him of that. Attack me. I'm Rex. Don't attack the host. Go ahead. Go for it.
Yeah. Attack G-Sport.
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
Yeah, he hung up. He hung up.
Oh, okay. So he comes on and he attacks the guy who didn't say it.
I don't like dealing with that T-Rex too much. They run away from that T-Rex.
I know.
Well, exactly. Well, what happened is he was speaking over you, and you know, one thing I don't want the show to turn into is like a Fox News show where you have all these people in there talking over to each other, and that's what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I mute him, you know, until he could until you could get your point out, and then once you made your point, I opened his mic back up, but he hung up. So that's what happened. So. And thank you, Rex. I appreciate that. Yeah, that was clarifying that up that, you know, it was not I who called names. But, hey, you know, I mean, I appreciate it. And,
I just want to say this
wait a minute,
I just want to chime in Rex's defense. I want to say, Rex, thanks for keeping clean. I'm like that guy, Dan.
Not Dan guy, I tell you what.
Hey, Robert,
let's
be clear about something.
Yeah, he does.
Let's be clear about something. Sometimes Dan, Tex, and I, you know, y'all confuse us, but no one confuses you and me. So for this guy to hear what I said and then get all defensive and come after you shows a massive displacement, because there's no question that he knew that it was either me or Tex who attacked him, but he didn't dare come after us because he's probably curled up in the fetal position somewhere right now. He was trying to take down your show by accusing you, the host, of being irreverent. You know, Bard's logic, political talk, is very logical and even-handed. The irreverent ones are Tex and Rex. Now, that's a powerful combination because you got the cool-handed, even the steady Robert Jetter spouting off the real facts and telling the delegates exactly what's what. And then you got Tex and Rex with the 1-2 punch. That's why this is working. So guys like that come on here, they are professional. Someone accused me of being an employee, a paid employee. I'm not a paid employee. Well, if he's not getting paid in money, he's getting paid some other way, because nobody, I mean nobody, has any reason to come on here and support Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and speaking of speaking of Razor, it looks like he has called in once again and hung up and called back in. So,
and then it looks like
Sammy might have called back in.
We're going to be here all night.
Yes, we are. We're gonna be at it all night. So, well, I tell you what, as being, you know, in America here, I will leave it up to. Of course, we're gonna let Sammy, and I'm gonna let you in now, Sammy.
Yeah.
I got the panel here of Rex Tex, and oh my gosh, it's just Chris, and then we got Kim and Kathy. So I'll leave it up to the panel of who they would they'd like to have them come in or no. What do you guys think?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, sure.
I'm bored, whatever.
If they want to spar, but I really want to hear from Sammy because he's got the...
Okay, well, Sammy's back, and then after Sammy chimes in, perhaps
I
we'll
hear
let
Dan
the other caller come in.
I want to hear Dan
Dan can cuss as long as it's not like F or GD or something like that. I mean, he could say, you know, ass or shit or, you know, something that you would find in the dictionary, but...
What is the subject matter? The topic?
Oh, God, who knows?
We had a Romney supporter come in and ask a, you know, irrelevant question because that's not what the focus of the show is. You know, I answered because, you know, regardless, I mean, Newt Gingrich is my nominee, you know, as you would say, Sammy, plain and simple. And so I was just conveying that. But the guys pointed out, Texas Rex pointed out, that it was an irrelevant question because that's something that has not occurred yet, and so we moved from there. So that's where we're at right now, Sammy. So if you'd like to chime back in, go ahead.
Now, Mitt Romney has not been elected our nominee.
I've heard
and
that.
So that's the topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mitt Romney is not our nominee, and we have to, as Newt supporters and Ron Paul supporters, we have to band together to force a brokered convention. Plain and simple. And, I mean, the Romney people are going to use every scare tactic they can to shut us up. They're going to try to intimidate us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people are no different than what Barack Obama has been doing to the conservative movement and the Tea Party movement for the past 3.5 years.
That's right.
And,
well,
I mean, I have
you
not,
know. Go ahead, I was trying to say.
Now, I have not been out here fighting since the middle of 2007. I've had one account shut down by Facebook, and I rebounded. I went from 5,000 friends, now I'm up to probably 12,000 or 13,000 friends. There might be some duplications of friendships, maybe upon 300 or 400 people. But the rest of that are individual conservatives. And when people say the Newt movement is not out there, they are lying to you.
Well, and if that's the case, if we're so irrelevant, then why is the Mitt Romney...
Yep.
If we let the guy, Mr. Razor, in again, that he can answer. Why would Mitt Romney make the delegates sign a pledge to vote for him? You know, why would he do that if he was that confident that he was going to get the nomination?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're scared.
That's what they said earlier.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. I posed a question. And I would like to believe it's Mr. Razor back in, and perhaps he can answer that for us. What do you think?
If you're asking the question.
Okay, the mic is open.
Great.
Don't let him get off the topic.
Whoa.
Right. Well, okay.
Hey, you know what? Let's cover one thing at a time here. My goal is to get from point A to point B as fast as possible, so let's stop wasting time. First of all, I did not hang up on you. I don't know if that was a mistake on your part. You muted me. You probably hung up on me. But again, you proceeded to go on and tell your audience, I did hang up on you, and then I'm a professional. That is absolutely insane to me. Why would I do this on my own time? Because I support Mitt Romney. How dare I come to that conclusion all by my little self? I know. It's outrageous. Now, what is your question that you want answered?
We just want to know if Mitt Romney is going to liberate your people.
Are you a Log Cabin Republican?
Who's my people?
You know, the Log Cabin Republican.
Two things.
Hold on, gentlemen. Plus, your sound quality sucks. Please clarify.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Are you a rhino?
Just wait there.
Are you a rhino or are you a constitutional conservative? Because Mitt Romney is definitely not a constitutional conservative. Believes in limited state rights. He believes in abortion. He believes in gun control.
Philip Stringer, do you want an answer to your question?
Okay, two things. One.
Okay, here. I'm a Platonian Republican. Do you know what that is?
That's a rhino.
Well, you clearly don't know anything about history, then.
Oh, yes, I do.
I feel sorry. If you don't know what a Platonian is, I feel sorry for you.
Well, then you're telling us you support.
I think Plato was Greek, so he's a log cabin Republican.
Well, I asked you a question, and you asked me to ask you the question.
You're a log cabin Republican. Okay, I know where that is.
Okay, now, I said, if Romney, did you hear the question, Mr. Razor? Did you hear the question? Okay.
Again.
Would you like me to repeat it?
Please.
Okay, thank you. My question was, if Romney is so confident in his victory for the nomination, why is he going to have these delegates sign these pledges to him?
That's been done for about 100 years. You know how many times it took
Making somebody sign an illegal document is commonplace.
Not an illegal document.
Oh, yes, it is.
Coercing somebody to vote for somebody against their will is not illegal?
Not coercion.
We're talking base. That's not coercion?
That's just like me
coming up to me and telling me that tomorrow you have to cast a vote.
One person at a time, please. Go ahead, Chris.
This is the first time. This is the first time I've chimed in on this guy.
Chris,
in writing, in that promise.
Chris, go ahead.
Have you ever read the Voters' Rights Act of 1971 where they clarified all this crap? Do you understand the basic law involved here? To tell another man and force a man to sign a document. Can somebody mute this guy so I can finish my damn sentence? To sign a document to force another human being to vote for a different person than their conscience is against the law, period.
He's really smart, too.
And if this guy is so weak that he has to pull that kind of technique, is not a winner.
People should vote for him gladly. If you have to sign an affidavit saying that they're going to vote for this crap-tacular candidate, the dude's so weak, he can't win. You think this guy's going to win in November? Are you insane? That's never going to happen. I mean, you're out of your freaking mind. The guy's only ever won one election his whole life, and that was a mistake. That was like an error on Romney's part. Romney was surprised. He's like, holy crap, I actually won an election? How the hell did this happen? He's like, how do I govern? They're like, I don't freaking know. And then when he left, he's so unpopular because he sucks so bad. He's like, burn the records. Everybody buy your hard drives so we can wipe these things out because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like a total idiot over here. Barack Obama's kind of thinking the same thing. He's like, what? How do I win this thing? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is the guy that has to call his lawyer to find out if he can do a war or not.
Yeah, he's gonna check with his lawyers on everything. Like, hey, did he check with his lawyers before he just has to start dispensing submarine sandwiches for votes? Like, hey, here's a submarine sandwich. Vote for Romney. Apparently the lawyers are like, yeah, that's gold. That's gold over here. You should do that. Yeah, even though FEC regulations say if it's over $1, you're screwed. But, you know, I've never had a $1 submarine sandwich. I guess they're taking craps on those. Because that was that crap sandwich they were handing out, right?
Can you imagine what the left is going to do with all of this information of everything Romney has done across this nation and at the RNC when this –
Hold on a second, folks. I muted the mic, Chris, because you're right. I didn't want that he was talking over you, so I'm going to open up the mic again, and we can go from there. Okay, guys?
I want to hear
this guy's wasting our time. Anyway, go ahead.
I want to hear what Rex has to say about this dude.
Which dude? I didn't hear dude.
The
chick that called in?
I think this hypospadias was acting up.
Look, I understand if you feel your people are oppressed, you know, you think this guy's going to liberate them like he did in Massachusetts, but it's not going to happen because you can't win. So you're going to have to ask Barack Obama to liberate your people instead. I guess he's not there. Is he on mute?
No, he's there. I'll unmute it, guys. Yeah, I'm just waiting for an opening. Yeah.
Unbelievably convenient. Your mute button. I call that the fascist button. What I was trying to do is answer your question.
Oh, the fascist button again. You know, would you say? I know. I've been called fascist for doing it before.
As fast as possible. And so I was answering your question, and you mute me.
Okay, but you were.
Mr. And you sit there and
you were
speaking.
You're off about us. Okay. I don't like the fact that on the guy's show, the guy runs the show, mutes people, he finds the boxes. Make your point.
Okay, would you consider, real quick, I got a quick question, Ranger.
For this microphone.
I have a quick question, Ranger, because I want to address the fascist comment. Now, I'm sure you're aware of who Sean Hannity is, correct? Would you consider Sean Hannity a fascist? Or think that he does a fascist? Well, the reason why I say that is because that is, you know, it is Sean Hannity's show. And he has muted people's mic when they got out of control now, or if they were talking over another person. Now, if you want to consider Sean Hannity a fascist or saying he's doing something fascist-like, okay, but there you go. Now, don't overtalk me, please. Okay, thank you.
And that's not fascist.
Here we go.
I wouldn't compare yourself to Sean.
All right, he's done. I just kicked him out because you know what? He's not giving me the opportunity to talk. He keeps on talking over me. He's probably the first caller I've ever had.
I have a question.
Actually booted somebody off.
Robert, hey, you guys, I have a question. Let's find out what Romney's paying these guys because it's definitely too much. And maybe Romney could hire us to actually go out and make decent, logical arguments for him, and we could pool that money and then give it to Newt.
I have never met
a Romney troll in my 18,000 posts that I couldn't defeat in one or two or three responses.
I don't know about that because this one had some fabulous comments. He was fabulous. He was fierce. It was fantastic. Look,
well, you know, it was that Plato thing.
Yeah, he's Platonian.
That was
that nice planet that they got rid of, right?
Right.
Pluto, I'm sorry. I get confused.
Platonian.
Platonian Republican now, isn't that where they were talking about philosopher kings?
Philosopher kings. It's the ultimate fascism.
Yeah. So, but anyway, there is another caller on the line I'd like to let in. This is
402. Here we go.
It's 402. It's not the same person. Go ahead, Sammy.
Let me make a comment. Who is the fascist who is trying to shut down this convention? That is Mitt Romney. So who in the hell are they calling a fascist? I mean, I'm sorry. Newt Gingrich is not trying to shut down the convention. Mitt Romney and his cronies are. And the RNC. They are the fascists. And I'm sorry. We ain't going to take this crap no more.
It's Platonian. Come on.
I never heard that one before.
Okay, well, I'm gonna let 402 win. So 402, what's on your mind?
Yo, what's going on, Noodsters?
Hey, what's going on?
This is Iron Fist here.
Hey, Iron
Fist.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, it's a good show. You know, I wouldn't miss it, and Sammy had a good show, and we're going to rock this convention until the wheels fall off. You know, that guy wanted to get a piece of him, but I can't blame you for hanging up because I mean, he was a complete tool. I don't even, you know, he's one of those people that call up and you really don't know who he is because he's, you can just kind of tell he's just kind of stirring the pot and seeing where it goes. And sometimes it's fun to toy with him, and then you gotta just kick him out sometimes because they'll stir the pot and eat up your whole show. Yep. I wanted to make one quick comment here because I know there's a lot of panelists, and Rob's probably got more show to go here, but there was somebody who said that they don't have a hard time beating Romney people in a debate, and that's true. I have posted hundreds, thousands, whatnot, of posts, and none of them ever come back. And I only ask for a couple general questions. What about his previous record is attractive to you? And can you tell me any of his record that is actually conservative? I don't want to hear that his dad marched in the Civil War. I want to know about Romney, and because I already know. And so when I ask them, they never come back. You know, I can ask them as nice as can be. They never come back. They just let it be. Or they block me, or they, you know, get
name calling
and holler.
They always
so
call me.
I just wanted to point out that it is exactly that easy. Anyway.
Yeah, they always result in name calling, I've noticed.
Yep.
They run out of ideas.
But
well, I've never heard the Plato technique before. That's pretty good.
It was fabulous. It was fierce. Look, the reason that they eventually devolve into ad hominem attacks, and of course they're going to accuse us of the same thing because we make fun of them, but look, when you're a professional troll, you're going to get that when you come on a show. But the reason that they resort to that lowest form of debate is because they have no substance to stand on. There is no logical, rational, plausible argument for Mitt Romney
being
a conservative, let alone a severe conservative. It just doesn't exist. Because the guy has a liberal record, the guy has liberal rhetoric, the guy is a liberal through and through.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that you can't, I mean, you know, asking us to get behind him and defend him, I can't do that. Even if I wanted to, because I really hated Obama and thought that Mitt Romney had a chance to win, I couldn't do it because you'd have to be a complete liar and totally disingenuous to hate Mitt Romney as a conservative in any way, shape, or form. It can't be done logically.
Mm-hmm.
And the delegates know this.
Amen. Agreed 100%. And from everything I've exposed on my show and exposed on Robert's show about what's going on, it looks like, as Rex and Tex have eloquently said, that the Romney people must be going to have their convention in Havana, Cuba.
Havana,
send
Cuba
the Romney
is a location
bot
for all
5,000.
Well, look, the Romney bot 5,000 is guaranteed to fail, and it's failing miserably right now. We're seeing it. I mean, the only chance it has is the delegates that are in Cuba right now, and you know they might be able to save it. But even then, it can't beat Barack Obama. Look, we're having this discussion, like, you know, and we're having a little fun, obviously. But seriously, the delegates are the party right now, and what's going on here is the RNC's pulling out, you know, it's the night of the long knives. You know, they're going in there to slaughter all the Paul guys and the Newt Gingrich people and replace them with their own brown shirts. You know, I mean, look, the simple fact is, and for those not familiar with the night of the long knives, that was when Hitler went after Ernst Röhm and basically had all the his basically stormtroopers killed, and they're the guys that brought Hitler into power. This was, you know, a movement of guys with very odd behavior, very similar to the last caller, and then so eventually it became unpopular to have them paint their party, so they used them to get Hitler in power, and then they went out and they just whacked all of them, and this is exactly what's going on here. The RNC has used the delegates to get to this point by trying to manipulate a process that has been set up to be fair, but they manipulated it, but they haven't manipulated it to the point that they wanted, where they had this inevitable nominee like they've had in the past, and they're freaking out. And now they're pulling out the long knives and going after the delegates. Well, guess what? The reason they have to do that is because the power is not with the RNC, and it's not with the committee, and it's not with Riz Bubas. The power is with the delegates.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to take them out somehow by, you know, not busing them in, breaking down their bus, telling them there's a cancellation. You have to not have them there when the convention's going on, because if they show up, they got the power.
Mm-hmm.
And Romney stands absolutely no chance. So are we having an open convention? Absolutely. The only way you can not have one is that RNC has to have an alternate convention. And don't think for a second that it's Ron Paul delegates or Gingrich delegates are having an alternate convention. It's the Romney guys, because there aren't any of them.
Well, that's what they did in Arizona. They actually created a secondary RNC in Arizona. What kind of bullcrap is that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go, really?
Well, that's the same thing that they were trying to. That's what they did in Arizona. I believe was kind of a test for what they're doing now. That's basically the exact same thing. They went in there and you know, bullied them and got their got everybody's feathers ruffled and trying to instill a little fear. And I'm like, hey, if you want to be a delegate, you know, you got to sign this piece of paper. And they're doing that on a much larger scale now. And I
what they did in Arizona is they created a third party, the Mitt Romney party, to run around
exactly.
The GOP. And what they're trying to do with all these state delegations is tell these states that the delegates you elected at the Republican Party convention of your state, they're not the delegates. Here are your delegates. These are pro-Mitt Romney guys, because this is a virus. Mitt Romney is a virus.
Mm-hmm.
He's the third party, and he's trying to take over. He's killing the host and trying to take over the party. Nothing that they are doing is legal or according to the rules,
nope.
Period.
Federal law states that I've got two, and I tweeted it, and I put it, it was a long time ago, but if any, you know, there's a couple federal laws that have to do with the fact that it, you know, it's absolutely illegal to try, you know, the delegates are unbound. 100%. They are. They are unbound. So any paper that Romney signs is completely void by federal law. You know, they don't get to override it. They may think they do, but they don't. But what they're doing is they're scaring somebody with all these fear tactics, and then they think they get them ruffled up enough that, you know, all they're trying to do is get enough people scared to vote aye. The rest of it, it don't matter if it's legal. That's what they're trying to do. And so I've been tweeting a lot to the delegates, hashtag delegates. Some of them do pay attention to that even still now. So if you got something to say to the delegates, that's a good way to get it out and remind them that they need to, that they should vote their conscience, whoever that be. Don't be bullied into the future of this country. Don't be bullied.
Now, you know, I want to make just a quick comment about the Plato Republican.
I'm looking it up. I can't find crap.
Did you say Plato or Plato? I'm confused.
Yeah,
Plato.
Plato,
that
yeah.
might be why I can't get a good
that's
search.
It. Maybe he said meant Plato, but even if he meant Plato, if he only has things half right if he's a Plato Republican. Is because Plato, you know, believed in philosopher king.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got it half right because Romney wants to be the king. Now, but if he was to actually take it to the meaning of what a philosopher king was supposed to be, that would be more on the lines of Newt Gingrich, because a philosopher king was supposed to be someone who was very intelligent, you know, was a master of history,
mm-hmm.
you know, as the name entails, a philosopher, you know. And if he truly is what he claims to be as a Plato Republican,
that makes sense.
Well, then he's supporting the wrong candidate, because that candidate would not be Mitt Romney, unless he's only talking about the king aspect of what Plato believed in when he talked about who would be the leaders.
Well, he also mentioned log cabin Republicans.
Yeah.
For anybody out there knows what a log cabin Republican is,
no.
I
nope.
don't need to expand on that. That is the homosexual part of the Republican Party.
Oh
my.
Mm.
Yeah, log cabin
meaning
that they don't like to hang, be around people, but, you know, it's a not out of the closet portion. Yeah, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
closet.
Just wrote.
Like Pink Plato?
Something to follow up on here. Betty, who knew Newt when he was still a teacher in Georgia, first a gal on one of my sites, she's just incredible. She's known Newt, used to, you know, started his early political career. said Platonian conservative, if I remember my history, that was a Leo Strauss movement that was the intellectual force behind the neoconservative. So there's something to look up there.
Hmm. I'm going to have to say goodnight. I'm really enjoying this conversation, though. You guys are
doing
great.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Doing
we are only off the rockers here.
Uh-huh.
Good night to you.
We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you again. Bye.
God bless you.
Take care.
Thank you. I thought Platonium...
Are we still a republic? That's the question of the hour.
Amen.
Absolutely we are, because we're a republic because we demand a republic. And as long as we continue to demand a republic, we will always be a republic. And you know what? It's a whole bunch of spineless people, uneducated, idiotic people who just want to do whatever supports the leadership because they're go-along-to-get-along type. That's great. You know what goes along to get along and what goes with the flow? Dead bodies floating down a river, right? Okay, so at the end of the day, as long as the people who have a spine stand up and we demand our republic and we get our republic, we will have a republic. So, as I said before, we are the triarii. So the Roman army fought in three lines, the first line being the velites, dudes wearing a wolf skin, and they had these spears that they would throw. After they threw the spears, they'd run back behind the next line, the second line, which was the Hastati, and those guys were the people, the fighting line, right? So they would fight, and if the Hastati crumbled, right, they fell back to the third line, which is called the Triarii. The Triarii was the battle-hardened veterans who had already been Hastati. They'd been Hastati for, you know, 20, 15 years fighting for the army, and it was the raw recruits. And the Hastati, they had one order, hold the freaking line. You don't break the line. You hold the freaking line. And they told the raw recruits, as the, you know, they were going through all these lines, they were telling them, okay, this is what they're doing. This is the tactic. This is what's going on with the Hastati. Okay, so this is what the Hastati did. Well, it turns out they suck. So the Hastati fell apart. Now we got to fight. Here's the deal, raw recruit. If you freaking turn around, I'll kill you myself. Hold the freaking line. We're the triarii. And that's who we are in this thing. We're the backbone of the Roman army, and in this case, we're the backbone of the American political system. We are the last line of defense for the U.S. Constitution that our founding fathers gave to us, fought for, and bled for. And I had relatives who were here and fought and bled for it, and they died. I have at least two relatives that I know of that died for the U.S. Constitution. And this is where I'm making my stand. We're fighting for this thing, and I do not give two shits what the hell anybody says that they're going to do to me to try to stop me or anything, because I am across the Rubicon. I am not only across the Rubicon, I am within the one-mile marker of Rome, and I am not stopping because there is only victory. Nothing, nothing will ever stop me. I am going to win. And we are going to restore this republic because there is no other choice, and I will not accept another choice, and neither will you.
Damn right.
Well, with that, folks, I just wanted to let people know there's about 10 minutes left in this show, but the show could very well go on, but of course that's up to two of our guests and whether they have something to continue with after this show. So maybe we could direct people to Rex and Tex, if able. It might not have been set up to do so. So what do you guys think?
Well, it hasn't been set up, and actually they just brought in Rince Pubis' steaks into his just these real nice steaks into his suite here, and I think we're going to help him lose some weight by taking care of those steaks before he comes back.
Okay.
Let me answer a question that Kim has asked me multiple times. Isabella's cookies awesome? Awesome is not the word for them. They are out of this world.
Oh, you did have some.
I just had one just a minute ago. So I wanted to answer a personal question that you've asked me multiple times.
No, you're going to mail me one of those cookies, right, Sammy? No. But I do want to say,
Sammy, I've got a box of those myself, and let me tell you, they are fantastic. They're addictive, and once you have one, let me tell you, you need one for the rest of your life. Those cookies are fantastic.
But one thing I'd like to share with the audience tonight is we will be, not just myself, but the conversation will continue tomorrow about the convention starting with Samuel Samford's show, again, at 4 p.m. Correct, Sammy? Am I correct in that?
That's correct. 4 o'clock. I've already posted it on all my walls. I haven't posted any groups or anything, but it's posted out there. And
great.
We are not shutting up.
There you go.
Make sure you watch that video I posted from Trolley.
Oh yeah, I got it, and we didn't have the time tonight because there's only 9 minutes left. It's 10 minutes, but I may play the audio tomorrow night. We just didn't have enough time tonight, but I really appreciate you bringing that to my attention.
Cool. And Rex and Tex, I want to throw this out here to you. If you want to come log into my computer, I can carry your show on while you eat your dinner real quick and keep the conversation going. I mean, that's only something if you want to do.
Well, if you're going to run it, Sammy, that would be just fine by me.
I will
run
it.
We were just having a conversation about this, and Rex will decide. Thing is, I've been in the back. I've been talking with Dan a little bit and just telling Dan, Dan, look, you got to cool it. We've been hitting him with the hose a little bit, this guy. So I don't know. I'll let Rex decide, but I don't know. He's in the decompression chamber, so I don't know what's going to happen here.
Well,
if he wants to come log into his account, I will run it until they get through eating. And if they want to call back in after.
Well, you know why they had to hit Dan with the hose? Is because there just wasn't enough rain to cool him off.
That's right. We set that guy out in the rain smoking cigars, and that was a light rain. They were saying, oh, it's a hurricane-level rain. So they're like, oh, get Dan out in the rain. That'll cool him off. But there was nothing. Nothing.
Are you guys going to go by the convention center tomorrow?
We get as close as we can, but they got that place locked down like Moscow in the height of the Nazi invasion.
How many people does that center hold?
I think it can hold about 15,000 conservatives and maybe 2,500 rhinos.
No, wait. You said 15,000 is all it holds?
I have no idea. That was a nonsensical comment.
I was just curious because I mean Paul had 10,000 people overflow today, and I'm wondering how in the hell they're going to fit all them in there.
Well, those weren't all his delegates; those were his supporters. But the fact is that Ron Paul draws crowds, Gingrich draws crowds, Ronald Reagan draws crowds. This is how you lead. Mitt Romney, he repels crowds.
Yep.
I mean, people just go running from him. The only people
that like Mitt Romney are the people who are living in log cabins and playing with pink Play-Doh.
Okay, folks, I've only got about 6 minutes left, and so I'd like to be able to give the next caller some time to talk.
Oh, my God, who would want to call in?
Let's find out. Yes, 940. I leave you the floor.
Linda Bowers-Fox. Hello.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Just update you on a couple things I posted on your wall but I've been, most people know, I'm pretty heavy on Twitter, and Romney is just getting thrashed on Twitter, just to let you know.
Yeehaw! Good.
And then I went to Newt, and the comments on his site are going about twice as fast as they are on Romney's site, and they're good. I mean, they're all good, and they're just thrashing Romney, which is great.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing on Twitter too, is trashing Romney.
Twitter's been on fire.
Absolutely.
I've been on there all day, and I'm on there a lot.
You cannot defeat something with nothing, and in this case, they can't defeat Newt Gingrich with nothing, Romney. You can't defeat something with nothing, and that's their problem. And they're starting to realize that they have nothing. They have a bunch of money, and they could buy a bunch of stuff. They realize, oh, we could buy all this stuff. But then it turns out, oh, some things aren't for sale. I guess they never figured it. They never counted on that. Some things can't be bought.
Well, here, let me jump in before the show gets off the air. We are going to continue the show for 1 hour on Tex and Rex Show. And I will be hosting until Tex and Rex get through enjoying their dinner. I've already eaten my dinner. And they need to eat their
number.
Food before it gets cold.
Real quick, Chris, Iron Fist made a comment about Twitter. We've got about 4 minutes, but I heard Iron Fist in the background, so I'd like to him to get out.
I appreciate that. I've been on on Twitter, especially during this election, a lot. And Romney's getting hammered. I mean, he really is. I have an open profile, and I can see, you know, any tweet that goes, you know, out by anybody, the tweets just come open, are there. And he's just getting hammered. I mean, if I put out a tweet about the rules and stuff, it got like 20 retweets. And I've, you know, there's some awesome people on Twitter, and I do a lot of their retweeting too. But the fact is, he's just getting hammered. I mean, they're relentless on him, and that's good. Let him know that he's not going to get away with this.
Right on. And I've been tweeting towards Pubis, saying he's a liar, cheater.
Yeah, I've several times and told him he's a criminal. Go ahead, Chris. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Chris. I just know I heard Iron Fist in the background.
I just think for expediting this, if Sammy could put out the number for Tex and Rex for people to call in, that would be great, or put the link in.
That's a great idea.
Keep it rolling quickly.
That's a great
Rex
idea.
Rex is setting up the show right now on my laptop. You know what,
I'm
going to
jump off here.
Number,
I'll catch you on the next show. Good night, y'all.
Of course
I do.
Good night. But I'm looking it up real quick. Call-in number is not on my screen. Fantastic. I don't know what my call-in number is. It'll be posted in a second. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, show the link so people can roll.
There you go. Yeah, just put it.
646-649-1013. That's what I've got, Rex.
Do that again. I'm interrupted. 646-649-1013.
That's what I've got, Rex. Can you confirm?
I cannot confirm, but it sounds right.
Let me rephrase that because we keep getting people saying something in the middle of it. 646-649-0103.
I've got it in the chat. Is that one correct? Look at it in the chat. Is that the phone number that you guys have?
I have 0113.
Like that?
646-649-0113. Hold on. Let me pull up Sammy's show so I can see Sammy's. Or no, we're in Bard's Logic. Oh, Robert, what are you doing to me with this space age crap you're doing here? I can't. Where's the chat? I don't know what's going on. All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to pull up the Tex and Rex show, and I'm going to stop playing. I'm just going to pull it off the screen.
646-649-1013. Repeat, 646-649-1013, or you can just search Tex and Rex in Blog Talk Radio under Election 2012.
Right, just go to blogtalkradio.com and then go to Election 2012, and it'll stay on air, and there will be the Tex and Rex show.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, thanks, guys. I'd like to thank everyone in the audience for coming to the show tonight, because it's about to click in less than a minute. Thank you for coming to the show. We look forward to seeing everyone tomorrow night on all the shows. So thanks again. Good night. Take care. And we will see you on Tex and Rex. And for you who came into the archives and listened to the whole show, I appreciate it. And thank you very much for coming in. And I will end like I end most of the songs, is that to kind of bring it down a little bit, is the music from Aubrey Ashburn. And if I could find it, because I love this music, is, here you go. And good night, everyone.
Well,
I'll see you then. See you, Sam.
Well, God bless you, Robert, and keep up the great show you're doing.
Great.
You
thank you very much. Take care.
Bye.
Good night. I'll see you over at Tex and Rec. Thank you.